The Department of Homeland Security announced this month it will grant an additional 30,000 H-2B visas. That means more workers from outside the U.S. will be allowed to come here to take seasonal jobs. Daniel Costa is with the Economic Policy Institute, a think tank in Washington, D.C. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Where is the pressure coming from to issue 30,000 more visas at a time when the president says this country is full?
The pressure is mostly coming from employers in the landscaping, construction, forestry, seafood, meat processing, and hospitality industries. They're the biggest users of the H-2B program, and every year they claim that there aren't enough U.S. workers who want to work in these jobs, and that they also don't have enough H-2B visas to hire workers in that program for those jobs.
Okay, they say they don't have enough workers. Some of the pushback, as you know, on the other side is that these H-2B workers are depriving Americans of jobs and also suppressing wages. Is there evidence for that?
I think, first of all, there have been claims that there are labor shortages in these occupations. And I think if you look at the data going back a number of years, you can see that there isn't a lot of evidence of labor shortages. But the main problem with the H-2B program is that employers don't have to do very much to recruit U.S. workers. And they've are often able to use loopholes in the wage rules to pay less to H-2B workers than what the going rate is for the jobs.
How difficult is it to get an employee from a different country, say from Jamaica, than from Georgia?
It is not that difficult. All they really have to do is go through the Labor Department and submit information about the jobs to the state workforce agencies. And they also have to advertise in a local newspaper on two separate days, one of which has to be a Sunday. And we've seen the absurd result of this in the Washington Post reporting in their Apply by Fact story, where they revealed how Trump's companies were advertising in the newspaper, but workers could only apply by fax. Obviously, there are a lot of workers in the labor market these days who've never even seen a fax machine. And one of the ways that employers can get around hiring U.S. workers, they don't have to recruit nationally. So they have to jump through a few hoops, but they get the certainty of having a worker, and they also, employers own and control the H-2B visas, so they know that the worker can't leave because the visas tie the workers to the employer.
When you talked about the pay disparity between a U.S. citizen and someone who comes in from another country under the H-2B visa program, what might it be for someone who is doing some landscaping work over the summertime?
So on average, H-2B hourly wage was $12.94, and the average wage nationwide for that job was $14.28. But in some of the H-2B occupations last year, like in construction, employers saved on average over $4 per hour by hiring an H-2B worker instead of a U.S. worker.
So for opponents who say that hiring H-2B workers deprives Americans of jobs, it sounds like there is evidence of that.
Well, from my perspective, I think it's good to use immigration to fill labor shortages and to bring in workers when we need them. And I think under H-2B, they can be underpaid, and there's no way for them to stay permanently. So what you end up having is workers who come in every year for 20 years and are permanently temporary. So I think we need real reforms to have a program that isn't just used as a way to trap workers in jobs where they can't leave.
Speaking to us about the H-2B visa program, Daniel Costa with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Thank you.